Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to reflect on St. Paul's teaching from Colossians, or elements from it. I just love to romp in the Word of God, you might say, to rejoice with what is manifestly true in how Paul teaches and how Peter teaches, that much of what they teach in their letters, especially the beginning of the letters where they're declaring what God has done for us, I can almost feel the passion in their heart, their earnest desire, probably as they were writing these letters and those who are writing them in his name under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that the mystery of Christ and what he actually accomplished for them, the truth of it, the transforming power of it, the depth of its mystery, the amazing, extraordinary gift that it is. You could just feel how much it consumed them, how it filled their hearts and minds. They had such enlivened, awakened minds, despite the circumstances and difficulties they were living through, which were, in Paul's case, were huge. And for the apostles, almost all of them were martyred. They were rejected and despised, just like their master Jesus was. But at a certain point, they were so captivated by the truth of the glory of the mystery of Jesus and who Jesus is and what it meant to be united to him. They understood that their life here on earth is in a totally different light. They saw it completely differently than they ever had before. And the deeper they went into Christ, the freer they became, the more filled with faith, hope, and love they became, how much more confident they were that they understood life is really, really short. This is a fallen world. It's not my home. I'm going to be dead soon. Life will be over for me. But also, this whole world is going to pass away. St. Peter said it will be burned up. But there's a new creation, and it's right here. It's right before me. Actually, it's with me. The new creation is in me. The new thing that will never be stopped, the indestructible reality of Jesus' power and life in the new thing that God has done for the salvation of the world in Jesus has begun in me. They lived and breathed that, and then they preached it and proclaimed it. I just want to continue to touch on some of these passages, but before I do, I often forget. If you haven't heard the programs so far this week, you can go to our website at renewalministries.net. Got to catch up to what I've been talking about this week. All the programs are right there. You can listen to them on your computer, or you can download them on whatever device you'd like to listen to them at your leisure. You can get our app. You can sign up for our app there on the website, which will give you access to our TV programs, The Choices We Face, which each year they just seem to be getting better. We just have such great guests, and some of the live talks we have as roll-ins, live talks we've been given, Ralph Martin or myself, at conferences around the world. We also have Sister Anne's program, Food for the Journey, there, and lots of inspiring talks and informative articles. Our monthly newsletter's there. I think lots of people are built up and encouraged by it. If you've never signed up for it or you don't get it, I encourage you to go to our website. You can see some of the old newsletters there to give you a sense of what's there. If you like, just sign up for it. We'd be happy to send it out to you as well. Look at the blog post. There's just a lot there that we're trying to pour into people's hearts to encourage one another and to build us up. So, talked about Colossians yesterday. I want to go to another place in Colossians where Paul's describing this treasure that's hidden, right, but has now been revealed, hidden in the heart of the Father. He said, Paul's mission is to make the Word of God fully known, to make the Word of God fully known to you and to me. This word has echoed down through the generations, and it will continue to echo until the King comes again, till the living Word is here. He comes again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And he says, he wants to proclaim, Paul says, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now made manifest to his saints. That is, the saints are those who believe in him, those who are baptized into Christ. And so Paul's longing is that you, now maybe you've tuned into the program today and you're not a believer, you're not a Christian, you've never been baptized, but you stumbled onto the program or you're interested in it, and I can unfold for you today I'd encourage you to listen to the amazing gift that you too could have in the person of Jesus Christ, because he came for every human being. He came for every person. Every human being was made for him. He's come to bring every human being back to God the Father, to bring us out of our alienation, out of our pain, out of our sickness, out of our sin, and to bring us into union with God, who alone is the fulfillment of every desire within the human heart, every authentic and profound desire. So he goes on to say, to them, that is to the saints, to us, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles, that is the non-Jewish world, those who had not yet received the law, were not part of the whole story of the people of Israel. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Wow, that sentence is loaded. It is so beautiful. Paul wants to make known what is hidden, a treasure. The greatest treasure there is. What is that treasure? The mystery of Christ. What is the mystery of Christ? He speaks about it as the riches of the glory that belong to Jesus. Now, Jesus, who passed from death to life and took in his flesh in himself, he returned to the right hand of the Father. And he brought with him the human race, you might say. What is it? Because one of us entered the glory of God. He became, in that moment, Jesus became a life-giving spirit. And he pours out his spirit into human flesh, as I said yesterday, through baptism. But Paul's saying he wants to proclaim the riches of this mystery, which is what? What is this mystery? It's Christ in you. Christ in you. Say it with me. Christ in me. Christ in me. Christ in me. The hope of glory. Christ in me, the hope of glory. This is the mystery. This is the heart of it. This is one of the great nuggets in the New Testament. And Paul is saying, this is what the gospel reveals. What is the gospel? The good news. Well, this is the good news. The good news is, yes, we're freed from sin through Jesus' death on a cross. He gave us power to become children of God. And he makes his home in us. He did all of that so he could dwell within us. And we could have hope for eternal life. We could have hope to share in the glory that Jesus himself has won for us. Friends, this is literally the biggest thing any human being could ever receive. It's the biggest news in your life if you're baptized into Christ. And it's the greatest opportunity for you if you're not. Don't miss this. This is bigger. This is more valuable than if you were the owner and president of the 10 biggest companies in the world. If you were the ruler of the kings of the earth, that is, if you were literally the highest authority among men on the earth, you had more power, more influence, more money, you ruled over more lands, you name it. You can't find anything that this world could ever give you. The accumulation of everything, of all the power, all the money, all the resource, all the honor, all the influence that this world can give doesn't compare to this. It literally doesn't, because it's all going to pass away, and most of it's under the dominion of darkness anyway, and it's going to be judged on the last day when Jesus returns. Friends, if we internalize this, and we believe it, that this hope of glory is mine, I don't mean this in a selfish way, but it's a gift from God. It's a gift from God for all those who are baptized into him. That is the confident expectation that my life has the greatest purpose imaginable, that is to live with Christ in this world as a temple of the living God, to do his will on earth, and to extend his kingdom in my life, my family, my marriage, my neighborhood, my friends, wherever the Lord has led me, wherever he wants me to go. He wants me to bring this hope of glory, this reality. Remember, it's just not an idea or thought. It's a reality. What's the reality? Christ in you. Christ in me. Christ lives in me. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. If you're baptized, you're already united to Christ. Right? We're members of his body. So this hope of glory is the confident, again, the confident expectation of the fulfillment of my life. My life not only has the deepest purpose possible here on earth, but the destiny I have is beyond our wildest imagination. Paul will say, what no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, what God has prepared for those who love him. What's being prepared for you? A table. Jesus said, a mansion What's being prepared for us, friends, is beyond our imagination, which is why we need the Holy Spirit to help us. And the Word of God, under the inspiration of the Spirit, is the place to go to get your mind renewed and washed clean so you can see yourself in the reality of who you are now in Christ and where your life is headed. You can step into it and live in it. I love St. Paul saying in his first letter, second letter of Timothy, it's another expression of the same thing. We'll just start in chapter 1, verse 1. He says, "Do not be ashamed then of testifying to our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner." But here's Paul. He's rejoicing in this stuff. Where is he? He's in jail. Have you ever been in a jail? Have you ever been in a prison? They're not happy places. They can be profoundly scary places. And in his day, dark and dingy and filthy. And here's Paul. He's rejoicing. He's teaching from prison. You can't hold back the word of God from him. He says, "Nor of me, his prisoner, but take your share of suffering for the gospel in the power of God." Monday or Tuesday, we talked about having faith in the power of God, believing it, trusting it. And so taking your share in suffering for this good news, because the world rejects it. The more you want to walk in it, the more you live in it, the more you speak it, you're going to experience rejection and trial. And Jesus said, it's coming. If you're going to be identified with me, you're going to get it. It's going to come to you. But he said, rejoice. It's a moment of grace and God's glory is upon you. So Paul said, believe in the power of God who saved us and called us with a holy calling. You can say this about yourself today, to begin your day with this. If you're discouraged today, if you're under condemnation, if you're worried about all kinds of things in life, and or you're angry at yourself for what you're not or what you've done, get that out of your mind. Put it out of your head. Take authority over it and speak the truth. I have been saved. I'm called, and I've been called to with a holy calling, not in virtue of my works or my own righteousness, but in virtue of his purpose and the grace which he gave us in Christ Jesus ages ago. He's given you a purpose. He's given you a gift, and that's Christ's life in you. He goes on in verse 10, "And now he has manifested through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death, and he brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." Here's again another very simple but totally profound expression by Paul in summary of the mystery that was hidden for ages but is now revealed. What has been revealed? I'll read it again. God has manifested this plan, this purpose, this calling in us through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus. How do we know we've been called to a great and high purpose? Through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus. How do we know that it is high? Because of the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ into glory. And what we see and what we know, this is a beautiful line. Jesus has abolished death, and he's brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The good news. The good news. Christ destroyed death. He restored life. He's coming again in glory to judge the living and the dead. The gospel makes known this life, this eternal life. I want to talk about that more tomorrow because it's right at the heart of the mystery. And we need to be able to see it, brothers and sisters. And when we internalize it and we start to live on the Lord's track in the mind of Christ, it has a transformational impact on our lives. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.